They're the ones who make it happen. They're the ones who get it done. And that's why we shine the spotlight on them on Business for Breakfast. It's time now for the Business Leaders Spotlight on Money Radio.
Well, it is that time of the week once again. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:35, we get the great opportunity to sit down and visit with some of the Valley's business leaders, both men and women, making a huge difference right here in our own backyard and our community. Our next guest has been doing that for quite some time. You maybe have never met him or seen him, but you've seen his product. That, I guarantee. Let me introduce you to Rick Rash. He is the owner of Valpak, and I think everyone's gone to the mail and go, oh, goody, coupons. Let me introduce Rick here this morning. How are you? We appreciate you coming on in.
Doing good, Mark. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, my pleasure, and I'm excited about this. When we got introduced, a referral, I said, wait, the owner of Valpak? That's a real person, one person, and obviously it is. Now, you took over this company here in Arizona about 13 years ago.
Yeah, my wife and I bought the franchise at the beginning of 2007.
Okay. That was an interesting time, by the way, to get in, right?
Yes.
that was not the greatest time in the market. Now, this company was founded 50 years ago in St. Petersburg.
Yeah, a little over 50 years ago, St. Petersburg, Florida. Started off very small, and of course today it's all across the country. So,
what were you doing prior to Valpak? Like, what made you say, hey, that seems like a good business plan, let's do that?
Well, I've actually been in the Valpak world for almost 25 years. We had the franchise in Texas, in El Paso, Texas.
Gotcha.
Sold that, moved out here. But before that, I was actually in the radio and TV business.
Yeah, we did talk about that. And I said, oh, you got out. Lucky you. So tell us about that. Were you on air, off air?
No, I was in sales and sales management. Always had a great time. Loved it. You knew if you stayed in that business, you were never, ever going to be able to retire.
Get out. Yeah, you're just going to be chasing it. Well, good thing that you did. So you sell the one in Texas, and then you come back out. Obviously, the Texas one was good and profitable.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it about Arizona 13 years ago? You said, okay, let's do this one here.
Just a bigger market, a lot more exciting. You know, just wanted to step up and have a bigger opportunity. So Phoenix was the place.
Now, for people listening, go, wait, Valpak, I've heard it. Let's explain what it is. I mean, it's direct marketing, right?
Right. Well, so it's direct mail advertising. You got the envelope. Everybody refers to it as their value pack.
Right.
Always get a kick out of that. And, you know, you're hard-pressed to find anybody who's not aware of what it is, right? But it's a product that allows small businesses to target the closest 10, 20, 30,000 homes. Send out their message and an offer and try to get those people to come in.
And obviously, it works because every single... Now, how often does it go out? Does it go out
once
monthly?
A month.
Once a month. So once a month, we get in our mail, we open it up. There's a ton of things in there. And the one thing I like about your advertising, I want you to maybe explain this because I feel like there's a mindset behind it, but simplicity, right? Like,
yes.
It's almost like a little billboard. You open it up and there's everything, right? You don't have to read the fine print. It's all right in front of your face.
Yeah, you're right. And the simpler, the better. We work real hard to consult with our customers, let us do the design. We don't want to put too much information. They want to say their whole life story, right? But the less, the better. Great picture. Give the image. Give the impression. Good offer. That's all you need.
And I think for a lot of small businesses, this is a great, and you said value earlier, value pack, but it's Valpak, but maybe a great value for them to get that word out. Word of mouth is, you know, half the battle.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how do you get found these days, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so competitive. The world has changed so much. What do you do to make sure people know where you are or even know you are there?
When you put these together, and obviously you have a great team, you want to talk about how many, you must have a ton of employees, right? That
well, we actually, our head count here in Phoenix is like 20-ish, right?
Okay,
but
yeah.
The production facility is back in St. Petersburg, and that's a pretty large staff, but they've got an amazing facility. But
so do the actual ads go out from St.
Yes,
Petersburg?
Yeah, we sell them, design them, upload them, they print them, insert them in the envelopes, hand them off to the post office, and it ends up here.
Are most places more regional? Like, you know, for instance, I live up in the Northwest Valley, you know, Happy Valley Road, Lake Pleasant Parkway area. So when I get mine, there's a lot of the areas, dentists and different places in that area. And I would imagine that's obviously the mindset. You don't want to send me something to where you live in North Mesa. That makes no sense, right?
Yeah, so the market's divided up in 76 10,000 home zones. So you can pick one zone, five zones, the whole market, whatever you want to do.
Got it. And when people sign up, these small businesses sign up, is it kind of like a monthly thing? Is it sign up when you want? Like, do you know what I mean? Are there packages that you sell?
Yeah, but you got some customers that are maybe seasonal. But for the most part, if it works for you, you're going to be in there all the time. And repetition is so important. You've got to get whatever channel you're using, you've got to be in there all the time. So we discourage people just to, you know, come in, come out, and so on.
We are visiting with Rick Rash. He is the franchise owner of Valpak right here in Phoenix, Arizona. For more than 50 years, Valpak has delivered direct marketing throughout all these different neighborhoods throughout the United States, and Rick's company does it here in Arizona. I ask you this, and it's not a knock on the business model. I mean, I don't think the mail is going away anytime soon, but I feel like so much is digital now. Now, you guys have a digital presence, correct?
Yeah. So the world has changed so much, right? And, you know, the things where we've evolved is you got Valpak.com, which is the envelope online. There's a Valpak app, so you don't have to even get your envelope. You can get whatever offers you want, just get it on your phone, on your mobile device. But locally, we've had to adapt also. You know, the needs of our customers have really changed. The Valpak envelope is our bread and butter. It's our legacy product. But what our business is really all about is helping small businesses grow, right? Well, what are their needs now? They also need a good digital presence. They need a website. They need social media. They need reputation management. So we just made the decision a couple of years ago to build a full in-house digital agency. And now we serve those needs for our customers also.
As your sales staff who works for you, is it something where they got to really pound the pavement? Or,
yeah.
Or I was going to say, or do people just come to Valpak because they know Valpak?
Both.
Okay.
Both. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're out there working.
Well, yeah. Nothing's easy anymore, right?
Right.
Nothing comes easy. But you know, they obviously are doing a lot of prospecting, but we get a lot of call-in, you know, folks saying, come talk to me. And,
right. As far as an affordability scale, I mean, pretty affordable for, you know, for that mom and pa that needs to. I see some of the ads that come in. I see this guy. I think he cuts down, like, trees. He's this big buff guy with a chainsaw. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know his name, but if I ever run into him, I'll be like, hey, you're the chainsaw guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because he's in there, I feel like, all the time. But he seems like a ma and pa kind of business.
Yeah, well, he is. He's exactly the kind of people that we work with. But, to your question, the cost, I mean, it's, you know, 2-4 cents a house.
You can't beat that, right?
Yeah, I mean, what's the cost of a postage, of a stamp? 50 cents, 55 cents?
Right.
And so here we're doing the whole thing and delivering it for 3 cents.
Yeah,
so.
No, it's a great thing. And I think you guys see a pretty good usage of these, right? Like, is there a way to follow up and figure out, hey, these coupons are being used or this deal was...
Yeah, so what we actually do, we give all of our customers what we call tracking numbers. In other words, if you're that tree service guy, we don't actually put your phone number on the ad. We generate a brand new phone number for you.
Oh. Okay.
And when the consumer dials that number, it records the call, it captures the call, it forwards it to your actual phone, right?
Right.
But now you have the data. You actually see how many calls
is
you're
it
getting.
Working? Yeah.
Oh, so we can see that. But what you would one of the things that's changed in the world that makes it so difficult and confusing is that the consumer's decision path, their pathway to making the buying decision has changed. What did you used to do? You saw an ad. It was something you liked. What did you do? You called them up. Well, what do you do now? You look at it. You think about it. Then you pick up your iPad or your phone, and you go to their website. You check out their reviews, right? And then you call them from their website. And then that business owner says, well, how did you find me? Oh, I went to your website. So it's so hard to track and get proper lead attribution, but it's just the world today.
We are visiting in the Business Leader Spotlight this morning with Rick Rash. He owns Valpak here in Arizona, and obviously I think we're all very familiar with that. You know, I look at, we talked about the change. The direct mail, I mean, that's not going away anytime soon, right? I mean,
well, first of all, the mailbox will never go away. I mean, if you think about it, what do you go to your mailbox a lot for?
To get bills.
No. To go get your Amazon package.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Right?
True,
so, yeah. I mean, it's the U.S. Postal Service and the mailbox system is an amazing distribution system. It'll never go away. It'll be repurposed. It'll always serve a purpose and so on. So it's not going away. And we're lucky that because people are so familiar with our product and they like it, they keep opening it.
All right, I'm going to throw you a little curveball. In 13 years, I'm sure you've had to turn down a few ads. Any that you don't have to give names or anything like that, but concepts you're like, no, we don't do that.
Adult stores, you know. I mean, that's probably a little bit too risky. You know, lately the biggest change has been the CBD industry, right?
Yeah.
So, and we're just now finally able to accept those ads. So
I was going to ask. That was my next follow-up question. Yeah. So times are a-changing, no doubt about it. Well, Rick, let's tell people how they could get in touch with you, with your services here in Arizona, whether they're a small business owner listening, a consumer that just wants to find out a little bit more.
Sure.
That app that you talked about, I didn't know there was an app. I'm
gonna the website is valpak.com, so that's where you can go online and get whatever offers we have up there. You can also download the app from that site. Our local phone number is 602-995-5600. My email is rick_rash@valpak.com. Give us a call. We'd love to come help you.
All right. Well, that is great stuff. Again, we all know the name, but now we know the man behind the name here in Arizona. Rick Rash, thanks for letting us shine the spotlight on you and Valpak, and keep up the great work, right?
Mark, thank you very much.
That's Rick Rash. He is the owner of Valpak here in Arizona and our business leaders spotlight for Wednesday.